Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive stock analysis. Today we're breaking down Ericsson, ticker ERIC, a major player in the telecom equipment space that's been navigating some choppy waters lately. Let's kick things off with a quick look at where the company stands right now. Ericsson has been dealing with margin pressure from rising component costs, especially memory chips, and the stock took a notable hit after the latest earnings. At the same time, the company continues to generate solid free cash flow and holds a leadership position in 5G infrastructure. Ericsson operates as a global supplier of communication infrastructure, software, and services, with a heavy focus on networks, digital services, and emerging areas like AI-driven contact center solutions through its Vonage subsidiary. The business spans North America, Europe, Asia, and Latin America, serving mobile operators and enterprises worldwide. With roughly 87,500 employees and a market cap around $32 billion, it's a mature player in a cyclical industry. On the revenue side, the latest full-year breakdown shows services contributing about $93 billion, hardware around $89 billion, and software roughly $55 billion. Geographically, North America remains the largest market at about $83 billion, followed by Southeast Asia, Oceania, and India at $29 billion, with Northeast Asia and other regions making up the rest. This mix highlights both the company's scale and its exposure to regional spending cycles. Turning to earnings, recent results showed modest organic sales declines alongside maintained margins, though rising component costs are expected to trim profitability in the network's business next quarter. North American sales dipped, and management pointed to disciplined cost controls and a smooth leadership transition ahead. The stock's reaction was the worst in nearly 3 years, reflecting investor concerns over margin sustainability. In the earnings call commentary, leadership emphasized ongoing execution on cost programs, diversification across markets, and leveraging technological advancements for future growth, even amid near-term headwinds. They noted the importance of strategic discipline as they hand the CEO role to Per Narvinger in October, with David Hammerwall stepping into Network's leadership. Looking at the financial statements, Ericsson has posted improving profitability recently, with net income reaching about $26.7 billion in the latest year after earlier volatility. Free cash flow remains strong at over $28 billion, supported by solid operating cash generation. The balance sheet shows total assets near $279 billion against liabilities of $169 billion, with a current ratio just above 1.1 and a manageable debt-to-equity level around 0.38. Gross margins hover near 48%, while return on equity sits at about 23.6%. For the valuation analysis, we turn to the forward PE model, which carries high confidence here, given analyst estimates and the company's mature profile. The model fits well, because growth is decelerating in a cyclical industry, making a forward multiple approach more appropriate than a full DCF. Current price sits around $11, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $10. That leaves the stock trading a bit above our rough fair value zone. Key drivers include a normalized forward multiple around 18 on 2026 EPS estimates near 60 cents, plus adjustments for decelerating growth that align with historical averages. Changing assumptions around growth rates or multiples can move the number quite a bit. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. On the SWOT front, strengths include consistent free cash flow and a strong market position in 5G. Weaknesses center on margin sensitivity to component costs and regional revenue concentration. Opportunities lie in AI services expansion and network modernization cycles, while threats include litigation risks from ongoing fraud investigations and intense competition in a cyclical spending environment. Recent performance shows the stock up over 34% in the past year, but down more than 13% over 5 years, lagging broader tech peers. Short-term moves have been volatile, with the latest earnings reaction pushing shares lower on margin concerns. My take is that Ericsson offers a reasonable income play with its dividend yield near 3%. But the current price above model fair value and near-term margin headwinds make it less compelling for aggressive growth investors. The business is stable enough for long-term holders, comfortable with cyclical swings, yet I'd want to see clearer evidence of margin recovery before getting more bullish. Wrapping up, Ericsson remains a key infrastructure name with solid cash generation, but investors should watch component costs and legal developments closely. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments and hit subscribe for more analysis.